country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former US vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian and artist, who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Master Ching Hai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders.
Mr. Reagan Kalaluma is the Child Development Officer of Malawi's Ministry of Gender, Child Welfare and Community Services. He's also the Program Manager of the Malawi Social Cash Transfer Scheme National Secretariat. This is a unique social protection program which provides financial assistance to the lowest income families. As a result, many citizens have been lifted from poverty and hunger and empowered to help themselves live a better life. As the manager of the Malawi Social Cash Transfer Program, Mr. Reagan Kalaluma ensures that those most in need are assisted. The program is implemented through a number of district assemblies, the local administrators who implement the services.
The ministry initiated the process with the development partners to say, why can't we do something for these children? Why can't we provide money to the poor households for them to live a bearable life? Otherwise, we leave a greater percentage of the population lagging behind, while others are striving, which is not in line of government policy.
Households that are the most in need are defined as those that have limited basic needs and no reliable means to work to earn a living. In many of these cases, the head of the household is an elderly person, a child under age 18, or someone who is chronically ill. Thanks to the Social Cash Transfer Program, however, such families have found hope.
Since we started the program giving money to these poor households, we have seen a great improvement in terms of the nutrition levels of the households, because they can now afford to buy nutritious food, they're able to send their children to school, and the performance of the children is also better. And we have also seen that some of them have started small-scale businesses, small investment. We are told to say, this money government expects you to improve. So make sure the little you have, apart from spending on daily basis, if you can, start small-scale businesses, because we'd like you to be independent one day.
The cash transfer program was developed in collaboration with the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF.
UNICEF took the first initiative to come up with the feasibility study, and then UNICEF also came in with the consultant who designed the program. So UNICEF contribution is about 10% of the total cost, but the other development partners, Malawi government, are contributing 90%. And UNICEF has been championing to make that more partners come on board to make that the program is scaled up.
In addition to being provided access to food, the Malawi government also provides cash to hire the help needed to grow subsistence crops.
The government is also running another program which is called Subsidized Farm Input. This is the program where the government provides the vouchers for purchasing of farm inputs like seeds.
Through the Subsidized Farm Input program, families now have greater food security. In turn, schools have seen larger, more stable enrollment levels. Also, through better nutrition, the children's performances in school have improved. This is the multiplier effect Mr. Kalaluma and the government had worked to achieve.
Children are now attending school as required, and they're able to participate in most of the school activities. And because of they're well-dressed, the stigma which was there before has been removed. And because of that, they're able to participate and perform better in class. So money has empowered the communities, and their level of living has also improved.
By the end of 2008 alone, 12,000 households and 40,000 children had qualified and benefited from the cash grants. Today, this has grown multifold.
We are supporting close to 1.6 million households because that program is at full scale. It has been there for the past 7 years now. So the government is trying to scale up the cash transfer. Because what we've seen is the subsidized farm input program complement quite well with the cash transfer.
For implementing the Malawi Social Cash Transfer Program that has helped countless families become more secure and self-sufficient, the Malawi government, represented by Mr. Reagan Kaluluma, was honored with a Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. When we return, the program manager shares more about his dream for his country, Malawi. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's program, honoring the Malawi government for its endeavors to raise the nation's well-being through a rigorous cash transfer program.
What happens is that money goes to the Minister of Finance, and from the Minister of Finance, money goes directly to the district assemblies or the district council. So the district council is going to transfer money to the beneficiaries. So at central level, our role is only to see, is there money enough to be transferred to the districts? And then have the district done a good job for the money to flow to the beneficiaries. And then they give us reports on a monthly basis to say, we paid 200 households here, we paid 23,000 households here, and that's the expenditure of the money with the signatures of the beneficiaries. So there's a transparency at every stage who has got money and who has authorized money to go where. So money should go to the government of Malawi, and the government of Malawi is going to channel it to the right people who are the most needed beneficiaries. You'd be amazed to see how $20,000 is going to greatly change the living standard of the people who are extremely poor in the communities.
The program's success has made it a role model to other African countries such as Liberia and Zimbabwe.
We have a number of countries who are trying to say, if Malawi, a low-income country, is able to provide such a thing, what about us?
Malawi is a young democratic nation with a population 12 million strong. Mr. Reagan Kaluluma, an officer of the Malawi's Ministry of Gender, Child Welfare and Community Services, believes in the strengths of his countrymen and women.
We are recognized because we are hardworking people. That's one thing which Malawi is known for. And then another attribute of Malawi is that Malawi is a peaceful country, and Malawians are friendly. And Malawians are interested to learn more. Our education system is improving, and also our infrastructure development. We are picking up because of the same attitude which Malawi has of hardworking and developing partnership with our development partners. Malawi has a great potential of developing. We have the natural resources. We have one of the largest lakes in the world. We can use that lake to grow more crops for export and for consumption if we invest in irrigation. So my hope is that one day children of Malawi will grow up in an environment which will make them realize their potential.
Although Malawi's development rests largely on her rich resources and good governance, Mr. Reagan Kaluluma is convinced that the future of his nation rests with the children.
Malawi is a youthful population. Any investment should look at the children today. What are we doing for the children of Malawi? How can we assist them? What have we done with where they're coming from? Their households. households need to be supported because it's where the children spend most of their time. I'd wish to see Malawi develop. I think it's possible. My hope and the wish for the Malawi children and people is that one day our children will be able to realize their potentials. The government will be able to provide hope to them, provide good hopes, investing in them. That's investment in education, investment in health, investment in agriculture, to make sure that children come from the households where there's food. Children come from the households where there's a comfortable bed to sleep on. Children are going to attending schools where there's enough classrooms and school materials. Children are attending hospitals where equipments are there.
For making strides toward reducing poverty and hunger in the country and being dedicated to the development of her fullest potential, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Malawi with the Shining World Leadership Award. Accepting the reward on behalf of Malawi was Mr. Reagan Palaluma, who is the program manager of the cash transfer program at the core of helping the most in need. In an award ceremony which took place in Virginia, USA, Mr. Palaluma was presented with a Shining World Leadership Award plaque. He also received gifts, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture DVD and music CD. Very much moved and happy upon receiving this recognition, Mr. Palaluma expressed his gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I would like to appreciate the good role which Supreme Master is doing. I feel so humbled that of the many people who are doing a number of social support programs in Africa and worldwide, you chose Malawi as one of the country to be honored, and says, Malawi, you're doing a good job. By the time you're honoring us, we were only supporting about 14,000 individuals, but now we are supporting 94,000 individuals, and I feel that is a way forward. And everyone in Malawi is very happy that people watching what we are doing, they will know there is a cash transfer program which is capable of transforming the lives of people in Malawi.
We deeply thank Mr. Palaluma and the Malawi government, as well as United Nations Children's Fund, for your enlightened leadership and genuine concern for your co-citizens. By protecting the long-term welfare of the most vulnerable, you have also elevated the well-being of the whole society and our world. May the beautiful people of Malawi and a wise government be blessed always. To our viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on today's program. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, next after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless you and your cherished ones with abundant happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE